Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. Getdavidgetpaid.com. All right, let's get to a tournament update here as we're midway through the afternoon session. Preview a little bit about tonight. David, go ahead, bud.
Yeah, let's give you that update here. Three games in progress right now. Duke, the one seed over the 16 seed Mount St. Mary's, 76-41. No surprise there, but I do want to give people an update here. So it is under 9 minutes left in that game. Cooper Flagg has played 22 minutes in that game. So they've played him.
How'd he play?
No,
it's okay.
I have it right here. 14 points, 6 for 12 shooting.
Okay.
So 7 rebounds.
All right, that's
they had a dunk. No, I mean, I was wondering when they were going to finally take him out of the game because this game has been over for a long time, and I'm thinking, okay, maybe you want to go ahead and sit him down before he re-injures himself. But, yeah, he's out of the game now.
And I think an important thing here, he hasn't had a personal foul. And to me, when you're injured, I think that's important because that means you're not leaning on, you're kind of compensating for the ankle to kind of reach. He hasn't done that at all.
Or he plays for Duke and they never call you for fouls.
That's fair well.
That's another way to go.
That's another way to look at it. Well, I'll skip the other game, Vanderbilt, St. Mary's.
Don't skip it. Let me check my traffic cameras. Yep, St. Mary's still has 27 points. Get out of this tournament, you wretches.
But it's a strong 27 points.
They're disgusting.
No strong 27 there. Yeah, that's whatever. Okay.
We can move on.
North Carolina. Not looking good in the first half here. 3 minutes left until half. They are losing to Ole Miss, the 6 seed, 41-23.
Thank God. If there's a God in the sky, I will have seen Bill Self go home last night and Hubert Davis tonight. Didn't belong there.
Or if there's a God in the sky, North Carolina will make another passionate comeback like they did against Duke.
Why do you want that? They're not good. They shouldn't be here. Why would you want to validate the scumbaggery
They're already here. They've already made the tournament, so let's see what you can do.
We did. We saw what they could do. They could beat a Mountain West team. Now go home.
All right, let's see if they can beat an SEC team.
You're weird about that.
It gets under your skin.
Because they don't belong here, and I don't want them validated. It's ridiculous.
Almost 3 minutes played in the game. Grand Canyon has just taken the lead 3-0 over Maryland.
Let's break that down. All right, keep it moving.
Let me give you a final here, a few finals here. Baylor, I have the right score here. They did beat Mississippi State 75-72 in the East region there. Robert Morris tried to, they gave it a shot.
They gave a hell of an effort, David. They had the lead in the second half.
They lost 90-81. But they look really good in that game.
Bama, they broke glass in case of emergency. They were not supposed to play Nelson today, and they had to. And they made a little run, got just enough space, got out by 8-10, and survived. But Nate Oates in the tournament, man, it is still a very scary proposition to me. Something happens in the tournament where they just don't look the same. Mm-hmm. We'll see if they bounce back in the second round. You're right, they don't play loose. The pace doesn't make sense. Sears is just, he's such a difference maker. He lives at the line. You realize he's going to be top 10 all time in free throw makes?
No, I did not
That realize. Is unbelievable. He's also been in school for 30 years.
That means you've probably been there at least 4 or 5 years.
Correct.
One game that we have not been able to touch on, it is final. Memphis, they lost. They lost to Colorado State 78-70. That is a Mountain West team that barely can win a game.
But there's some extenuating circumstances.
It is.
Tyrese Hunter did not play today. That's one of the most important players for Memphis. He got hurt against UAB. He was in a walking boot. Yes, Colorado State won. I'm not taking that away from him. But when you lose a guy that is one of your top two players and you don't have any time to really prep, it's not a shock that the 12 was favored over the 5.
Yeah, and the fact that Colorado State, the game was never really in doubt. They had a comfortable lead throughout the game. I mean, Memphis would get it kind of close, but I think we knew with about 10 minutes to go in the game that this thing was over.
He saw more of it than me. Don't ask me.
Let me hit on a game for Saturday here. Purdue, number 4 seed versus number 12 McNeese. 5.5-point spread is what I'm currently seeing.
Yeah.
Should Purdue be worried?
I'm going to say no, but Rico's the official ambassador to Big Ten, so he goes first.
No, I don't think they're going to be worried, David. It's, you know, now you get into the one-day turnaround and the prep work. You know, is McNeese State still celebrating their victory? Can they just, you know, all of a sudden dial it in and get ready for Purdue?
Can we throw that team manager in a garbage can, please? Had enough of him.
He was signing autographs.
Yeah, I want to smash the boombox over his head.
Yeah.
Now I hate McNeese. Go Purdue. Boiler up. Toot, toot. Go Caden Smith, my favorite furniture maker. No, I've had enough. Why are we turning a team manager into a celebrity? Ridiculous.
Welcome to 2025.
I don't want to be in 2025.
They showed him before the game, and people were lining up to take photos with this guy. He was walking around.
He was a celebrity. Like, people would run up, hey, can I get a picture with you?
I hope Purdue destroys them. And then Will Wade can go to NC State and take all of McNeese's players with him.
Texas Tech, the 3 seed, is going against the 11 seed Drake. 7.5-point favorite for Texas Tech. Should there be concern in that game?
Yeah, for anyone watching, eyeballs bleeding out of their head. The over-under is 126.
Yes, it is.
Look, it's going to be Bennett Sturts. He's welfare Larry Bird. He's Jimmy Chitwood. I enjoy watching Drake and Texas Tech. 1st-to-50. Awful. Get Drake out of this tournament. Go Red Raiders. Guns up. Get him out.
On the other side of that, you have a over-under that is 150.5 for the Creighton-Auburn game.
Yes.
9.5-point favorite for Auburn. It's a lot of points.
Look, Rico, you hate Auburn. You think they're booty. Go ahead.
No, I don't
you want
think,
Creighton?
No, I don't think that they're booty, but I just think Auburn, kind of like Alabama. I don't. Here's the problem when you play in that tough conference. Sometimes you just get into the tournament and you are all beat up and you have nothing left. Auburn, they won. I wasn't impressed by them, especially being the number one overall seed. Looking at like what Duke is doing, that's what a number one seed does.
And that's why you're going to be buying me lunch. Da 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 da. Duke or Auburn versus the field.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. I still don't think I'm going to win that bet.
100-1. I'm going to take Drake.
If that happens, I hope your aliens kill us all with a laser beam. If Drake or St. Mary's won the NCAAs, shut it down. We don't deserve to live as a planet.
And they have played 3 more minutes in the St. Mary's Vanderbilt game, and St. Mary's still has.
Let me check my traffic cameras. Yep, St. Mary's is still broke.
27 points. Wow.
Get this team out of here. Honestly, I'll buy Vanderbilt sweatshirts all around. I hate A.J. Hogard. Yeah, I'll get Rico his jersey. Just get rid of St. Mary's, please.
What is the final going to be in? Oh, that's ugly.
Hey, David,
right now.
It'll sound like that final you quoted for the Baylor game 2 hours ago.
45.
Hey, guys, what happened to the offense here? It says Baylor won their game 24-20. Yeah, or your Wi-Fi went out, David, in the first half.
I was so confused. Wow, that is your March Madness look around.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.